From Tidbits on September 16th, 2013. This is iPhone 5S Announced, Nosy by Touch, by Josh Centers and Michael E. Cohen. Apple last week announced the iPhone 5S in three colors, gold, silver, and slate. No pre-order availability was announced for the 5S, unlike the simultaneously announced iPhone 5C. But the phone itself will be available on September 20th, 2013, in the United States, Australia, Canada, China, France, Germany, Japan, Singapore, and the UK to start, with 100 countries and over 270 carriers included by December 2013. The iPhone 5S lineup and pricing remain similar to previous models, with a 16GB model for $199, a 32GB model for $299, and a 64GB model for $399. The iPhone 5S is a notable upgrade over last year's iPhone 5, with identical casing but a number of significant internal improvements. It features Apple's new A7 system on a chip, with up to 56 times more graphics performance than the original iPhone. The A7 is also the first, and so far only, 64-bit CPU architecture for mobile phones. iOS 7 and its included apps have been re-engineered for 64-bit support, and Apple's development platform, Xcode, has been updated to enable developers to develop both 32 and 64-bit versions of their apps simultaneously. Also new is Apple's M7 motion coprocessor. The M7 chip takes measurements from the accelerometer, compass, and gyroscope without waking the A7, presumably offering better battery life for motion-sensing apps, like fitness trackers. Apple is integrating M7 support into its core motion API, and Nike is already developing an app called Nike Plus Move that uses the updated API. Speaking of battery life, the iPhone 5S purportedly can provide 10 hours of 3G talk time, 10 hours of browsing over Wi-Fi, 40 hours of life when playing music, and 250 hours of charge on standby. The camera system in the iPhone 5S also features significant improvements, including a 15% larger sensor with larger pixels to provide better color and less noise, an f2.2 aperture for better low-light pictures, and a new 5-element Apple design lens. Also new is the True Tone Flash, which features two LEDs, one cooler and one warmer, that can be mixed for better skin tones. The camera features an image stabilization feature that combines multiple shots to produce a sharp photo. It also boasts a burst mode at 10 frames per second, 28 megapixel panoramas, and 120 frames per second slow motion video at 720p. You can even take a still photo while shooting video. The camera's software has also been made smarter. For example, it chooses the best of the burst mode pictures to show you first, adjusts the True Tone flash automatically depending on external conditions, and continually alters the exposure as you pan while taking panoramic photos. Perhaps the most drastic outward change to the iPhone 5S is its new Touch ID fingerprint scanner, built into the home button. The capacitive sensor, which is 170 microns thick and has a resolution of 500 pixels per inch, can unlock the iPhone or authorize iTunes purchases with just the touch of a finger. The Touch ID scanner can learn up to 5 fingerprints and can capture a fingerprint from an angle. Should you not wish to use a fingerprint scanner, there is an option in iOS 7 to use a password instead of a fingerprint scan. The home button itself can still be pressed for standard behaviors, though gone is the rounded square icon that has been an iPhone standard since day one. In terms of industrial design, Apple has traded the black and white dichotomy for three options: slate, silver, and gold. In each case, the metallic color occupies the edge of the phone and the bulk of the back. For the slate model, the face is black. For the silver and gold models, it's white. We'll be curious to see how the different colors sell. The gold seems pretty gaudy to our eyes. To be released alongside the iPhone 5S is the iPhone 5S case, a $39 leather case available in 5 colors: black, brown, beige, yellow, blue, and product red, the last of which will have proceeds donated to the Red AIDS charity. Like the iPad smart cover, the iPhone 5S case features a microfiber lining to keep the phone clean. The dye has been infused into the leather, so hopefully we won't see the color rub off like it did with the leather smart covers. The iPhone 5S case is also compatible with the iPhone 5, since the two phones have exactly the same dimensions. That should make accessory manufacturers happy too. Additionally, Apple is getting back into the dock business, with docks for both the iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C. The new iPhone 5S dock features a lightning connector, a line-out port to connect your iPhone to powered speakers, and hands-free calling thanks to special audio porting. It costs $29 and is also compatible with the iPhone 5. But unfortunately does not include a lightning to USB cable. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, You get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. Visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.